notified Laura of Larson used to be? Freeman?
Let me hook you up.
Why are you hooking me up?
Because I want to hear about the kids. We're what? Doing family tree, too.
No. I don't have any kids. I have one daughter. That's all I have.
What about Margaret?
Well, Marlene, Darlene, mm-hmm. Charlene, and one more something.
And she had two boys, too.
Oh, what were their names?
Andy and Willis, I think. Arn, no.
I don't know about the boys.
What was her first husband's name?
I was trying to think. I think he's dead, too. I don't remember.
I don't remember what his name was.
Did he remember a lot of things? My brother?
Quite a bit, yeah.
He did?
I was hoping you'd remember his name.
That's where he met her. It's not Dutch Harbor. There's something else up there. In fact, she was just there. There was a cannery there.
Sandpoint?
No.
Not Chignik area.
Yeah, but there's a name to the town where she's from.
Hakatan?
No. I should call her and ask her. You my bird? I wish I was the bird sometimes. He's happy all the time. No, that's a clock. I don't know what you'd be singing about, what you're singing about. And they used to ask us questions too, and when we had a little problem of some kind, they tried to help us solve it. Teachers, some of them were really nice. I wonder if they're still living. I often wonder, because they were old then when they came to, when we were kids.
How long did you go through school? Tell.
Well, I started high school. That's when that guy goofed. So I didn't go anymore. Well, the folks never had the money to send us to school at that time. And we didn't have these grants and things like they do now. See where my niece's daughter got a scholarship from a Fognak. I was surprised. When they send the newsletter, I send them the newsletter, so that's where they got the idea, I guess, and she was accepted. She goes to Stanford University in California.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Costs a lot of money, too. The folks will have to be working a long time to send her to school. I said, what are you going to be, a scientist or... She doesn't know what she wants. I think she just liked the idea of a big school like that. It's where the president's daughter goes. I feel sorry for her, too. Well, they're going to impeach him, are they? Our president?
Looks like it.
Mm-hmm. It's terrible. And then there's this war again. Our poor boys are there again.
What do you remember about going to school in a fog net?
I don't know. I just went to school and sat there. Probably took up space where I should be going with the rest of them. Oh, I don't know. They were quite lenient, the teachers were. There was an older lady one time as a school teacher, but she was serious, you know. she was gonna, you were gonna learn, or you were gonna stay after school. But the rest of them, well, they passed us to get rid of us, I think. I think so. Well, we went to school, and we had a big stove in the middle of the room. It was cold, you know. And we take turns putting wood in it. And we had a little old lunch. I don't know. I don't even remember what we had for lunch. Some of us went home when they built a new school in Elliottown. We went home for lunch. So here now they have lunch for them and breakfast too. I don't know.
What happened with the when they tried to build a high school, or tried to have high school?
Well, you had to go out of town to go to school. There's some of them went to school, like to that Indian school in Kootenai, was it? Out of Anchorage. They used to go there. But if they came brain surgeons, I don't know. I don't know what they did with it. Well, he likes to dig in his, down the bottom, too. He's forever taking a bath. I change his water, and he drinks it, and then he takes a bath. In. He wouldn't use another one. I try to put a little container in there for him to take a bath, but he doesn't use it. Well, come on, people. I wish you'd get here. There's some grapes there and some cheese and dip if you guys want some. It's there, and there's homemade cookies, and there's fudge.
Okay, you convinced me.
Get ready to, we're going up the mountain. So, we all got whatever we could, and we climbed the mountain and waited for the tidal wave. It never did come, but the earthquake did, you know. It was a big one, too. So we all went back home. And then this last time, they took my old house out altogether. Billy didn't have a thing to his name after that. My brother didn't. That's why I liked the Salvation Army, because they helped him. They got him going again, clothes and house and furniture and stuff. For the Red Cross, they charge. Yeah, it was really something.
Where was the earthquake at?
Kodiak.
Oh, the one in Kodiak?
And my sister-in-law, Nikki's wife, she still has nightmares, you know. She said when the ocean would go out, you know, it had a funny sound to it, like some kind of a roaring animal, and it'd come back in again. She said she hears that now and then, and she has nightmares. It was awful. Well, you could see they went up the mountain, too, that time. They had to. That's a good story. About the big earthquake. Here, when we have a little one, oh boy, everybody panics. And then when it snows, oh, they get all excited here. When I first came down, I thought, gee, they were calling me, you know, to prepare this. They didn't realize I came from Alaska. And I said to Fred, I said, gee, this is worse than Alaska. You can't drive. A lot of people can't drive in the snow. They make a big deal out of nothing. They do. They really do.
So do you remember hearing about the earthquake in 64? Did you still have family there?
Well, that's when the Billy's house, my brother's house, went out. They never found anything. He lost everything that time. But we were right on the water there, our house was.
Were you in contact with him shortly afterwards?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We wondered what happened to him. He happened to be on a boat, and they rowed it out, and they went out on the boat with Del Valle. We worked with him. They were okay, I guess, on the boat.
I guess some people who were living down here said they had a difficult time getting information.
It was hard, yeah. It took days to I don't know who got in touch with us. They told us that my brother was okay. He just lost everything. Another thing would be interesting, how they got to go to move to Port Lions. That would be a story, too. You don't remember, of course. You weren't even here. You weren't even a thought. You know, when I first came here, too, my neighbors, they read something in the paper about Alaska. They figured that I knew all about Alaska, you know. They'd call me and say, "Did you see that in the paper?" "What?" "Oh, they showed it to me." I said, "I don't know anything about it. I never lived there." "But you're from Alaska." I said, "Yeah, but I don't know everything." And then Laura died. Laura Larson used to be Freeman.
Let me hook you up.
Why are you hooking me up?
Because I want to hear about the kids. We're what? Doing family
no,
tree too.
Parking here. No. There's no parking. I don't have any kids. I have one daughter. That's all I have.
And what about Margaret?
They're gone. Well, Marlene, Darlene,
that I miss a lot.
Charlene,
now too.
One more something.
That when we had that snow,
and she had
she used to come every morning and wanted to know. I
well,
needed
what were their names?
Andy and
you know, the store or want to go somewhere. She drove.
I don't know about the boys.
I miss her.
What was her first husband's name?
I was trying to think. I think
well,
he's dead, too.
Well, get here, they said 11. Mm-hmm. It takes about 2 hours. Mm. They can it or what?
Oh, we need a can, kipper, I mean, smoked anything.
Did Nikki, did he
stuff.
Remember
oh, yeah.
a lot of things? My brother?
Okay, it's December 19th, 1998, and we're here with Mary Ketchum, Alice Tempke, and Barbara Willits. Mary, could you tell us something about your earliest memories of a Fargnak?
That's where we met her.
It's
not Dutch Harbor, there's something else up there.
And we'd get, they'd have a play, and we'd end up with
in fact, she was just there.
Bag of hard candy and an apple and orange.
There was a cannery there.
That was a treat.
No,
was that a treat?
Santa Claus would come. We had a good time.
Yeah, but there's a name to the town where she's from.
Yeah. Hecaton? My best memory.
No.
Who was Santa Claus?
You knew Peter Nelson.
I should call her and ask her.
And they'd have a play like somebody would talk about you. And so
I wish I was the bird sometimes. He's happy all the time. No, that's a clock.
Well, the teachers didn't encourage you, though, to Aleut part.
No.
They wanted us to speak English, like we spoke Aleut all the time.
I don't know what you'd be singing
Aleut?
About. What
oh, yeah,
singing
I
did about.
Speak it real good.
Do you speak Russian, too?
I'm yeah, forgetting it.
They
we
used to ask us questions, too.
Younger,
and,
I'm forgetting it because there's nobody to talk to.
When we had a little problem of some kind, they tried to help us solve
it.
Some of them were really nice. I wonder if they're still living. I often wonder.
It sounds different.
Because they were old then when
you
came
to it. You know, the exclamation point when you tell it in Aleut. It means more.
I started high school. That's when that guy goofed.
Did you learn Russian?
So I didn't go anymore. Well, the folks never had the money to send us to school at that time, and we didn't have these grants and things like they do now. See where my niece's daughter got a scholarship from a Fognak. I was surprised.
Alice, what do you remember?
When they send the newsletter, I send them the newsletter, so that's where they got the idea, I guess, and she was accepted. She goes to Stanford University, California.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Grandfather.
Yeah. Costs a lot of money, too.
And
the folks will be happy to be working a long time to send her to school. I said, what are you going to be?
Christmas.
A scientist or?
That missionary.
She doesn't know what she wants.
I used to get.
She just, I think she just liked the idea of a big school right there.
So
where the president's daughter goes. I feel sorry for her, too. She used to sing in Sunday school by herself.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to impeach him,
I don't
know. Our president.
Was that Sunday school of the missionaries or the Orthodox Church?
It's terrible. And then there's this war again.
English in the church.
Our poor boys are there again.
They do now. I didn't know what they were saying anyway. This war, it is or what? Stand there like.
I don't know. I just went to school and sat there. Probably took up space
where
I should be going with
the
rest of them. Oh, I don't know. They were quite lenient. The teachers were. There was an older lady one time as a school teacher, but she was serious, you know. She was going to, you were going
to
learn or you were going
to
stay after school.
Yeah, we went.
But the rest of them, well.
Confession.
They passed us to get rid of us, I think. I think so.
A lot of times I'd go to church, not fall.
Well, or we went to school and we had a big stove in the middle of the room. It was cold, you know. And we take turns putting wood in it.
It was
and
nice.
And we
hear
had a little old lunch. I don't know. I don't even remember what we had for lunch. Some of us went home when they built a new school in Elliottown. We went home for lunch. So here now they have lunch for us and breakfast too.
I've heard some people say he was quite strict.
I don't know.
What
happened with the, when they tried to build a high school?
Well, he was kind of like Clinton to me. Well, you had to go out of town to go to school. There's some of them went to school.
Did you leave that Indian
school
before you started school?
I could not.
Did you go to school there?
Out of Anchorage?
I
used to go there. But you think he brain surgeons? I don't know. I don't know what he did with
what
it.
What do you remember about just general everyday life, like kinds of food?
Well, he likes to dig
things
from
like
the
that.
Bottom, too. He's forever taking a bath. I change his water, and he drinks it, and he takes a bath.
We had a lot of canned.
He wouldn't use another one. I try to put a little container in there for him to take a bath, but he doesn't use it.
You know, there was always fresh fish.
Well, come on, people. I wish you'd get here.
You know what
there's some
is?
Grapes there, and
oh,
some cheese, and dip, if you guys want some.
They do?
Oh, yeah. We make it every chance we get.
It's
I made
there.
It once and
it's
I decided I liked
cookies
everybody
and
else.
Fudge.
Mine didn't turn out very good.
I was once called into service
going up the mountain.
As a judge in a baking contest.
We all got whatever we could, and we climbed the mountain and waited for the tidal wave. It never did come, but the earthquake
Mary,
did.
Mary, what are the
it was a big one,
happiest
too.
Things you remember about
so we all went back home. And then this last time, we took my old house out altogether. Billy didn't have a thing to his name after that. My brother
didn't.
That's why I liked the Salvation Army, because they helped him. They got him going again, clothes and house and furniture and stuff. For the Red Cross, they charged.
At recess time, that was fun. And the ice skating.
Yeah, that was really something.
Where was the earthquake at?
Kodiak.
We've heard that
my sister-in-law, Mickey's wife,
music
she still has nightmares.
Dances,
she said when the water would, the ocean would go out, you know, it had a funny sound to it, like some kind of a roaring animal, and it would come back in again. She said she hears that now and then, and she's nightmares. It was awful. Well, you could see they went up the mountain too at that time. They had to.
Can you remember?
There's a good story.
Who they were. And what they played.
Yeah, I
about
remember
the
Alfred Nelson, he used to play the accordion. And who
here when
shared,
we have a little one,
banjo.
Oh boy, everybody panics.
Johnny,
and then when it snows, they get all excited here. When I first came down, I thought, gee, they were calling me, you know, to prepare this.
Mickey did too.
He didn't realize I came from Alaska. And I said to Fred, I said, gee, this is worse than Alaska. You can't drive. A lot of people can't drive in the snow.
And after the boys had practiced,
they make a big deal out of nothing. They do. They really do.
I like the accordion the best.
So do you remember hearing about the earthquake in 64? You still had family there?
Well, that's when Billy's house, my brother's house, went out. They never found anything. He lost everything.
That was the biggest railroad we had.
But we were right on the, you know, the water there.
That was our biggest loss.
Do you remember people coming across
contact with him
the bay there to play music?
Oh, yeah. We wondered what happened to him. He happened to be on a boat, and they rode it out, and they went out on a boat. With Del Valle,
nice.
I worked with him. You were okay, I guess,
like
on the boat.
Beverly Hillbillies, maybe?
I guess some people who were living down here said they had a difficult time getting information.
It was hard
to
days to.
Were the most difficult about living in a apartment.
I don't know who got in touch with us. He told us that my brother was okay.
He
just lost everything.
I said isolation.
I didn't know what isolation was. So.
Another thing would be interesting, how they got to go to move to Port Lyons. That would be a story, too. You don't remember, of course.
We've heard a lot about
that. You weren't even here. You weren't even a thought.
Gardens, do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember the gardens. We had to weed and pull every weed out. Every single one on our knees all day, but then we'd have kind
you
of
know
like
when I first came here too,
and,
my neighbors they read something in the paper
bread.
About Alaska. They figured that I knew all about Alaska.
Like,
you know. They'd call me and say, "Did you see that in the paper?"
Yeah.
What?
Not me.
Oh, they showed to me. I said, "I don't know anything about it. I never lived there." But you're from Alaska. I said, "Yeah, but I don't know everything."
What would you say was the biggest challenge for the community?
I don't know.
You have a hard time parking here. There's no parking.
We got mail once a month.
These are college kids that live here mostly. And they're never here. They finish school and they're gone. There's one that I miss a lot. She moved now too. She used to live next door to me. That when we had that snow, she used to come every morning and wanted to know if I needed anything.
Anyone being a particularly strong leader of
the
village?
In the store or want to go somewhere. She drove and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I miss her.
Okay.
They actually gave her the good ones, like Asia King.
Well, gee, I wish they'd get here. They said 11. It takes about 2 hours.
That's how I remember it. Everything just seems fun.
They can it or what?
Canned, kippered.
Smoked
anything.
Well, that's a very consistent
stuff.
Message
oh, yeah.
that we've been getting from everyone.
Okay, it's December 19th, 1998, and we're here with Mary Ketchum, Alice Temke, and Barbara Willits.
Do you recall the...
Mary, could you tell us something about your earliest memories of a Fagnac?
I remember Christmas. We used to walk to the school. It was real slippery, and we'd get... They'd have a play, and we'd end up with a bag of hard candy and an apple and orange. It was real
that was
nice
a treat. Boy, was that a treat.
Another thing.
Santa Claus would come, and we had a good time.
He called him the showman.
Walking the slippery, it's real slippery, you'd walk there.
Yes.
I don't
That's
know
my best memories, I think.
Who was Santa Claus?
And
yeah.
Peter Nelson.
Yeah, Peter
cold,
Nelson.
We had to watch them anyway.
You can feel it because
and they'd have a play like somebody would talk Aleut and the rest was English.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mary, do you remember?
Somebody would, I think
any
it was
shamans
would say something in Aleut.
Just
a little something.
I don't remember seeing it.
Well, the teachers didn't encourage it though, the Aleut part.
I don't remember that.
They wanted us to speak English like
they
we spoke Aleut all the time.
Brother,
he put a curse on it.
Yeah.
Did you speak Aleut?
Oh, yeah, I can speak it real good, real young.
Do you speak Russian, too?
I don't believe
I'm forgetting it. We did a little bit younger, but I'm forgetting it because there's nobody to talk to.
Even the Aleut language, you know, you forget. Of course, Mickey always talks to me on the phone in Aleut.
When you were young, that you heard from older people?
It sounds different. There's more accent to it, you know, there's exclamation point when you tell it in Aleut. It does. It means more.
I spoke Russian, but I can't remember it now.
Did you learn Russian?
Yes,
when
I did.
What would happen when someone got
sick
or injured?
Well, Grandma talked Russian.
There, how were they taken care of?
He died.
And who is that?
My mother.
Helped them in the best way they knew how. Just home remedies and just took care of them the best way they knew how.
Alice, what do you remember most about? I know you were quite young when you left, but I'll bet you remember
called
the plane
to take them somewhere.
Do you remember what some of the home remedies were?
I was there.
I remember.
We had a fever. They used
Christmas
leaves and potato peels wrapped around our feet.
That missionary
that's supposed to pull
I used to get to
it worked. We're still
peasants, coloring book, and toys, and books.
Grandmother used to use the leaves.
She used to sing in Sunday school by herself.
Yes.
She won't do it now.
Maybe one day they'll go back.
Was that
to
Sunday
that.
School of the missionaries or the Orthodox Church?
They didn't speak English in the church. Later on, I guess they do now.
Cases where someone was very ill or badly injured and
I didn't know what they were saying anyway. They swore at us or what?
You know,
stand there like we were frozen.
Wait.
No, I guess I just remember the good things. Everything.
What do you remember about the Orthodox Church, Mary?
Good and fun.
Well, I remember we couldn't eat till a certain service. We would be so hungry,
about
the eggs tasted so good.
Do you remember who they were?
That was Easter.
Oh, that was Easter? Which are you talking about? Christmas?
Well, this any time.
We went to communion and confession.
The older ones.
It was nice.
I
have good memories of it.
A lot of times I'd go to church and I'd fall asleep. I'd just lay down and fall asleep. Because they did that chanting.
She did not want to be a midwife if you were married to a white man. They called him so far.
It was nice to hear, but it's when you're that young, it seems kind of boring.
Were you born in Pontiac, Alice?
Yes, I was.
Do you remember Father Gerasim?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
What do you remember about him?
I was stuck.
Well, I won't say everything, but
it was Easter.
He was okay. He was nice.
He was born on Easter?
Mm-hmm.
I've heard some people say he was quite strict.
Yeah, he was. We didn't always listen, but he was.
Well, he was kind of like Clinton to me.
Mary, what do you remember
leave
about what would happen
before you started school, Alice? Or did you go to school there?
Broke laws that were a problem to the village.
I didn't go to school there.
I think they called somebody from Kodiak.
No.
Called the marshal from Kodiak.
What do you remember about just general everyday life, food and things like that?
Corned beef. Spam.
Well, we had a lot of canned. We ate out of the can a lot. And the fresh fish was just great.
Like the mail.
You know, there was always fresh fish.
We'd look and look and see
Pirok.
The book was coming. Oh, boy. You know what that is?
Oh, I eat it all the time.
Who makes it?
Everybody still makes it.
They do?
Do you remember what the mail boat was called?
We make it every chance we get.
I made it once and I decided I liked everybody else's better. Mine didn't turn out very good.
Yeah.
I was once called into service as a judge in a
baking
contest in Lawson Bay.
People in the village about things like the 1918 flu epidemic or the
Mary, what are the
my eruption?
Happiest things you remember about a Fagner?
There are a few things like the eruption came on and my boyfriend's world.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I didn't forget.
Her boyfriend.
There was a lot of happy, you're all gone. Happy times.
How about the epidemic?
We used to, I used, my favorite thing to do was slide down the hill on the sled. And recess time, oh, that was fun.
That was
on the ice and eating.
Yeah, that's what I told them. And nobody wanted to tell you anything. I don't know why, but they didn't.
We've heard that there was a lot of music played and dances.
Dances,
there.
Yeah.
It was kind of like.
Did you go to those?
Oh, yeah.
The kids weren't
our parents let us. They were kind of strict. But we got there somehow.
That kind of thing with kids.
There's a lot of good musicians.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of good musicians up there. There was at that time. I'm sure there is now, too.
Questions you'd like to ask? Can you remember who they were and what they played?
Yeah, I remember Alfred Nelson. He used to play the accordion. And Teddy Sheratine played the banjo.
Your grandma was an Ida?
Johnny, my brother, played the guitar.
Brother played the guitar and used to have a good time.
Yeah, he was a nice person. Had him a few
yells. Mickey did too.
Yeah, there was a lot of talented musicians up there.
Did you play an instrument?
Yeah, I tried
to. She was a fun gal. She
I played the organ in Sunday school. And after the boys had practice at our house,
yeah,
I would
hear more
go upstairs and try to mimic what they did.
I'm scared.
No, I like the accordion the best.
Yeah.
I had a phonograph.
And Julia, your aunt or what?
That's my cousin? Instrument.
My grandma, yeah.
I listen to the radio all the time.
I never knew my grandma.
That was our biggest worry when we had our battery last.
Julian and
the radio.
That was our biggest worry. Yeah.
Do you remember people coming across the bay there to play music from the cross-offs?
Yeah, I remember the barely the party. They were really talented people.
They were nice, too.
Mm-hmm. They were nice.
Mary, would you like to share
they were like
an answer to a question that I haven't asked?
Beverly Hillbillies, maybe?
Can you share a really good question that I haven't thought about?
Do you say gossip? No,
what
I don't want to gossip.
Things do you remember that were the most difficult about
I
living?
I know that I don't always ask all of the right questions, so I like to ask
what
people.
I don't know. I don't think anything was that difficult.
I said isolation.
I didn't know what isolation was.
Life was simple.
I always had fun every chance I got.
Home
route.
Yeah.
We used to walk for miles together.
We've heard a lot about,
people
having big gardens. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember the gardens. We had to weed and pull every weed out. Every single one on our knees all day. But then we'd have kind of a picnic, tea and smoked salmon and fresh homemade bread. It was good.
What year did you
Did you like rutabagas?
Well, I still like them.
Yeah. Not me.
I like them in Peralta. One of those years. I don't remember exactly which one.
So what would you say was the biggest challenge for the community?
Yeah. I don't
know. Do you remember hearing about it?
I was in Montana. I heard about it. We got mail once a month. My brothers were okay. Terrible. I don't know what the big problem would be.
When we were growing up at
I just had fun there. I remember
kind of slid it to the side.
Growing up and going to school, it was hard to go back and see it.
Do you remember anyone being a particularly strong leader of the village?
Everything so changed. No. I didn't go to Frognac.
Sir
Lion, Zinke, and Kodiak.
The
answer gave was a good one. Sir Gay Shet King.
Alfred Nelson.
Lots of them.
That's how I remember it. Everything just seemed fun.
We were young, so now we're old.
Thank you for. Well, that's a very consistent message that we've been getting from everyone that we spoke to.
What?
Thank you.
That it was just a fun place.
It was.
Do you recall the stores that were there?
Yeah, we do. I do. You worked in one, I worked in the other one. I worked for Sheely's and she worked for Patellin's.
And there was a movie house.
Where?
Well, I said movies.
Payman's old building.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I remember I saw a few movies.
That was another thing, too. The big thing was the movies. He called him the showman. He'd come, I don't know.
I don't know if there were cowboy movies.
Yeah, they were all mostly westerns. And we'd be in this big hall, it's cold and freezing, but we wanted to watch them anyway.
We didn't feel it because we watched it.
Yeah.
Listening? Yes.
Mary, do you remember any shamans?
I heard of them, but I don't remember seeing any.
Well, one lived next door to us.
Well, I don't remember that much about him. They say he did something to our brother, but...
He put a curse on him.
Yeah, put a curse on our brother. He passed away real young.
I don't believe that, though. It's a bunch of hooey.
Do you remember any stories that when you were young that you heard from older people about long ago times?
I can't think of any. If I had a little more time, I might have.
What would happen when someone got sick or injured there? How were they taken care of?
They died.
They helped them in the best way they knew how, just home remedies and just took care of them the best way they knew how. And sometimes they called a plane to take them somewhere. Where, remember?
Well, later on, yeah.
Yeah, later on. They'd take them, they'd call a, I think it was the Navy, and fly them into Kodiak or Anchorage. I'm not sure where.
Do you remember what some of the home remedies were?
They used to, when we had a fever, they used rhubarb leaves and potato peelings and wrapped them around our feet. Remember that one the most?
Yeah, that's supposed to pull the fever out.
It worked, we're still alive.
Mm-hmm. I remember that. My grandmother used to use the leaves, rhubarb leaves, and wrap them around. Wrap it.
Maybe one day they'll go back to that. It worked, though.
Do you remember any particular serious cases where someone was very ill or badly injured and needed a lot of help?
No, I don't. Do you? No.
No, I guess I just remember the good things. Everything on the island seems so... So, good and fun.
How about the midwives? Do you remember who they were?
Yeah.
And she had one.
Mrs. Jardine, the older lady. There's two sets of them, you know. The older ones and the younger ones. The older one was a midwife. I don't know what her first name was.
I don't remember that part. I think I was still young.
She did not want to be a midwife if you married a white man. They call him so-called.
Were you born in Apognac, Alice?
Yes, I was.
Were you delivered by a midwife?
I don't know.
Yes. I was stuck. It was Easter that year.
She was born on Easter?
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Mary, what do you remember about what would happen if someone broke rules or broke laws that were a problem to the village?
I think they'd call somebody from
Marshall.
Kodiak. Call the marshal from Kodiak and take care of it that way.
It must have taken some time to get someone there.
Yes.
Yeah.
he probably forgot what he was supposed to be doing by the time, the time he got there. Like the mail.
Yeah.
We'd look and look and see if the boat was coming. Oh, boy. Especially if I had that order in.
Do you remember what the mail boat was called?
Shuyak.
Shuyak and there's a Rough Rider.
Yeah.
Do you remember hearing any stories from older people in the village about things like the 1918 flu epidemic or the 1912 Katmai eruption?
Well, I've heard a few things, like when the eruption came on, they thought it was the end of the world.
Because ashes fell all over there for days.
How about the epidemic?
No, I don't remember that much.
You didn't talk too much about that one.
They lots of people died telling kids stuff.
Yeah, that's what I was telling them. And nobody wanted to tell you anything. I don't know why, but they didn't. It was kind of like the kids weren't supposed to listen, you know. And I knew. You'd be seen but not heard, that kind of thing, with kids.
Shana, do you have some questions you'd like to ask?
I can't think of anything right now.
She'd tell you lots if she...
Your grandma was an Ida?
Yeah, I'm actually named after her, yeah.
Oh, are you?
Oh, yeah. My middle name.
Oh, you used to have a good time.
Yeah, she was a nice person.
Having a few, you know. Quite a few.
She was a fun gal. She really was.
Yeah, maybe we could just hear more about Shauna's family.
Oh, I'm scared.
No, they were nice.
Yeah. And Julia, your aunt or what? Cousin?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's my great aunt, yeah. I never knew my grandparents. So I always like to hear stories about them.
Oh, Julian and, no, what's her name? Junior and Zelida?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, she always did people's hair. She was real good at it. And he was a nice guy. Lots of fun, I'd like to party.
Well, Mary, would you like to share an answer to a question that I haven't asked? Any really good question that I haven't thought about?
Do you say gossip?
No,
just, I don't want to gossip.
No, just anything that... I know that I don't always ask all of the right questions, so I like to ask
people. Go ahead, ask. I don't have to answer.
I don't know. Life was simple, you know.
They made good homebrew.
Yeah.
We used to walk for miles to get it.
Alice, can you think of anything that I didn't ask about that you remember that you would share with us?
No, I just remember that it was a good life, good way to live.
Oh, I know. What year did you leave Afognak, Mary?
57 or 58. One of those years. I don't remember exactly which one.
So you hadn't been gone too long when the tidal wave came.
I see, that was in what, 64?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you remember hearing about it? And
oh yeah, I was in Montana. I heard about it and got a hold of the Red Cross to see if my brothers were okay. It was terrible. Our house, when we were growing up, it It didn't get washed away, but it kind of slid it to the side. It was hard to go back and see it.
So you've been back?
Mm-hmm. I was back a couple years ago. Everything's so changed. I didn't go to Frontenac, but I went to Port Lyons, Yuzinki, and Kodiak. Saw a lot of old friends. Ate good stuff. Lots of salmon. Pirog, everything.
Well, thank you for taking the time to talk with us. We appreciate it.
I don't know if we gave you any information.
Thank you. It's just nice to think about it.